This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A federal judge has given approval for the Detroit Police Department to get out from under more than 10 years of federal oversight. The two federal consent judgments date back to 2003. They were imposed after allegations that Detroit police were subjecting citizens to excessive force, false arrests, illegal detentions. The DPD now reports that reforms have been made, fatal shootings and use of force rates are both way down. So the department now begins to transition out of federal oversight with an end date in 2016. Detroit Police Chief James Craig is with us now. Welcome back to Stateside, Chief.
Thank you.
What does this mean first for the Detroit Police Department?
It means it's a great day, but it doesn't mean that our work is over. Certainly, we want to continue to embrace and adopt the practices that we were held accountable to and will be held accountable.
And what does this mean for citizens in Detroit?
Well, it just is another layer of enhancing our credibility with the community. Just another signal that this department is about their business. We are the police department for the people. And certainly when you're a constitutional police agency, you know, people respond to that. One point that I think is key is when we look at our clearance rate. You know, when I got here now 14 months ago, lots of talk about an 11% clearance rate to homicide, and now we're averaging anywhere between 65-75% clearance rate throughout the year, which suggests that people talk to us, they have confidence in this police department, and because we're effective, we're exceeding the national average, which I think is 60% as it relates to clearance rates.
Yes. In fact, I know when we talked before, that's something that it's clear you're very proud of and justifiably so to see that go up. What are the numbers telling us, really, about fatal shootings, about average number of shootings, and the use of force rate?
I mean, we're down in comparison. You know what's interesting, and when I put it in the context of the work that Detroit police officers are doing today in comparison to 14 months ago, we're making many more contacts with the community. I mean, it's no surprise that we've conducted 9 large-scale operations in various neighborhoods throughout the city. Some of the operation with 200 to 300 police officers involved in that work. And over the 9 operations where we've arrested a large number of people, we only had 1 reportable use of force incident. And that really tells a story when you think about it. And again, I've come from another agency and certainly been part of large-scale operations. But to have 1 reportable use of force incident is really phenomenal. It just goes and supports why the DPD is a constitutional police agency. But in terms of our crime this year, you know, we're down. We're still trending down. You know, we set a goal at the beginning of the year of a 10% reduction in overall crime, which includes violent and property. And as of this date, we're sitting on a 19% reduction in overall crime. As it relates specifically to violent crime, we're down 9%. In the category of homicide, we're down 14%, which translates into 32 fewer individuals murdered in the city of Detroit. Shootings, we're down 14%, which translates into 123 fewer people shot. But the big news in terms of the steepest reduction, we're seeing a 36% reduction in robbery and a 35% reduction in carjackings, which is a subcategory of the crime of robbery. So, you know, we're trending in the right direction. We're constantly evaluating our strategy, and we're optimistic. We do not want to hit that 300 number that has been common in Detroit for many years. And so we're constantly reevaluating our strategies. We're looking at our gang activity here in the city of Detroit and what we can do further to reduce the incidence of violence.
Chief, the whole issue of excessive police force certainly has been pushed right into the national spotlight with Ferguson, Missouri. And one of the things we have all watched is what seems to be a pretty complete disconnect between police officials there and the people that the police serve. And I'm wondering, as a big city police chief, as you've watched all of this unfold, what have you learned from this?
A better question for me is, what could Ferguson learn from Detroit? I've been very public about being appalled at any comparison of Ferguson to Detroit. And this is certainly not an indictment of the good people who live in Ferguson. But I will tell you that this department is not the Ferguson Police Department. First, if you were just to look at the demographics of the police department, demographics of the city, our city is about 85% or so African American. Our police department's about 65% African American. So in terms of just looking at the race composition of the department and how this police department reflects the community that it serves, not too many departments that can say that. The other part is just our relationship with the community. I've talked a lot about, you know, I work in the neighborhood, the fact that we rolled out months ago our neighborhood police officer initiative and the effect that that's having on building better relationships. And again, going back to what I talked about earlier, when you're talking about homicide clearance rates, we have a community now that has confidence in this police department that we are doing our very best and we're going to get the job done, and they're communicating with us. In agencies where they have, or cities where they have poor relationships with the police department, there's no conversation. There's no relationship. There's no partnering. You hear a lot about community police partnerships. We have that here in Detroit. We work with our community. In fact, I have an advisory board that I meet with once a month as an example. So any comparison to Ferguson, maybe a better comparison would be maybe compare 1967 Detroit Police Department to 2014 Ferguson Police Department, and you might see some similarities in that comparison.
Chief, going forward, knowing that the official end of the federal oversight comes in 2016, how will the public in Detroit and beyond know that the DPD is indeed holding itself accountable going forward?
I first and foremost have talked a lot about accountability coming in the door. I mean, the fact that we're a transparent police agency. You know, we don't hide. I've been very candid about those things that I have found and things that we have done to correct those issues. I've been here 14 months. Many of the issues that have existed in this police department have gone on for quite a while. I mean, the fact that, you know, there's been an absence of accountability. I mean, we're talking about a department that's been under consent judgment for 11 years. And this is not an indictment of the men and women on the ground who do the work. I've oftentimes said that they wanted to be led. They wanted to have confidence in their leadership, and they're getting that. They wanted to be police officers again. One of the things that I took note of coming in is something that in the industry we call depolicing. And it's common in certain departments that have been under federal oversight, where instead of police officers engaging with the community in terms of enforcing the law, they avoid it because the increased scrutiny of their actions. And so coming in and seeing that the department was in some respects, I'm not saying at all, there was some depolicing, and certainly there were pockets where supervisors were encouraging police officers not to do police work. And so when I heard from police officers advising me, Chief, we want to do police work again, I found that odd. I was actually surprised, and as I began to look further, I could see where, you know, there was some encouragement on the part of supervision, because supervisors felt that they had more paperwork, and it was just too much. That's not the case today. This department is not depolicing. It, in fact, is a law enforcement agency that's getting the job done, which reflected in not only our relationship with the neighborhoods we serve, but our crime statistics.
Detroit Police Chief James Craig speaking on the end of 11 years of federal oversight of Detroit Police that will transition and officially end in 2016. Chief Craig, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.